15 years I've been going.
They'll be playing our, like, Convince the Music. They'll be playing concerts.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're very good.
Wow.
A lot of awards.
I'm very familiar with Pomp and Circumstance. That's actually a full-blown piece by... Oh, gosh. I should know this. It is... Who wrote it?
Sorry, you two are both music majors.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's an excerpt from... Come on, really? It's not Sergei. No. It's not Sergei. Oh gosh, you wrote it. Oh man.
Come on, guys. You went to college for this.
I know, right? Put coffee off, maybe? Sounds about right. Sounds about right. It's, I believe it's from an opera or something. Because I heard it at Fantasia 2000. All of it. What do you play?
I play violin.
Oh, cool. I sing.
Okay, we're walking forward just a little bit.
I told you it was Elgar. Edward Elgar.
Elgar?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's what I thought. See, my degree didn't work.
Yeah. I should have actually known that.
The unevenness wasn't our fault.
Yeah, was it?
It's not at all because...
The doctorate line's longer.
There's some group on the right up ahead that is longer than usual, which mm-hmm. is...
Yeah, the doctorate group. They're doctors.
You've just been creative and different.
Yeah, and we're not.
Up a little.
Yeah.
What's your major in fine arts?
Mine's painting and drawing.
Mine's music, history, and literature.
Hers is probably more fun.
Yeah, music, history, and literature. I did a paper on count singing and the aspect of producing a healthy choral tone. And I'm proud of it. I might actually turn it into a book. It's a 25-page book, but I still might turn it into a book. It's a very short book.
It'd be a PDF.
Yeah, well, yeah, it'd be an e-book, but still, you know. Hey, a lot of people want to know about that stuff, and I want to revive these legacies. The conductors who did this are long dead, and I want to try and revive the legacies. Legacy. 8:56, 4 minutes to the downbeat.
Okay, so I have a question. How long does this time last?
3 hours.
Don't say forever. I'm tired and hungry and I have to eat. So.
3 hours. 3 hours. 3 hours. It's a 3-hour tour. Yeah.
I'm so glad I left my kids on.
Uh-huh. Right. Oh.
So it's a little.
I don't have my notebook.
There's.
I was gonna say if I had a pen, I could rip off my
notebook. I have my idea.
You can get a replacement, but I don't remember where. I don't have my email on me.
Yeah, I just don't know if he was supposed to get it before now.
Oh gosh. Yeah, whoops. Yeah, I'm sure he was.
No. My mother was in a baby. She just spent some time.
2 minutes to the downbeat.
I don't do this every day. So.
Two minutes to the downbeat.
Nice.
Yes.
I'll appreciate it, love it while it's here and happening.
Yeah, same.
They're slower.
Oh, gosh.
The doctor is still the same. Who's the professor and the student?
What?
When it comes to undergrad, they go. But it still takes forever.
Oh, I know.
I believe it. And then from there, after that, do we, like...
You go back to a different seat, actually.
Really?
Until it's over.
Oh.
Okay.
They don't like people bolting.
No, I understand.
Oh, man, I was going to bolt.
My husband was kind of hoping that.
Oh, I was seriously thinking of bolting.
Right. That'd be rude, you know, to like the last college and like nobody else is in the same.
Well, my brother-in-law left. He left after he graduated. He's like, I'm gone. He took a selfie and left.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it'd be mean to.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, maybe.
few steps forward, like one, two, three, stop.
I do.
Four and two.
So they don't know how proud they should be yet.
No. My boyfriend, we're here right now. But it's fine. My major I can do with them. Drawing.
Perfect.
I can teach them.
Oh, yeah, but will they let you?
We do it together.
Will they let you, though? Yeah. Mommy, let me do it my way.
No.
You know they'll be like that. You know that.
Once I bust out the pencil and paper. Mom, I want a color.
No. But then, no, honey, you hold the pencil like this. And here's how you, Mommy, let me do it my way. I can just see it.
Shorten my speech. I do not use the letter U for the word.
Oh, I hate that.
I do not use the number four.
For the word four.
I try
or four.
And actually express myself eloquently what I write.
And you do not say lol.
Yeah.
I've heard from some people, it's different parts of the brain, like artistic people.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you will or won't be a good writer or anything like that. It's,
they just use different words. I can't do math.
I cannot.
That's actually what took me the longest to get here. Five different math classes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I had to take, and it took me like 5 classes to get there.
Don't feel bad. Same way with me. I'm a musician. I sing. I can't do math.
And what's really unfortunate is I'm the one who handles the house finances.
Oh, yeah. Well, what's your major, by the way?
He is not a student. He is a professor.
Oh, whoops, sorry.
He is holding a sign. I'm pretty sure his arm is exhausted.
Oh, it works. I really will miss being here. I mean, the music department is one of the best, probably in Nevada.
Oh, great.
Probably in the world. No, maybe not. But, hey.
I am. I'm from Minnesota, and one day I had a Minnesota shirt on, and a master's music major came up to me and said, he was from Minnesota too, and his dad was a band director back in Minnesota.
Oh, wow.
And he was coming here for his master's degree, and I'm thinking, that's pretty cool that someone would come that far. They must have a good program.
Yeah, they do. They really do. I actually don't want to leave.
I'm good with leaving. She doesn't want to leave.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want to leave at all. I mean, I'm going to miss Professor Weiler. I'm going to miss Dr. Hanlon. I'm going to miss Professor Burkett. Professor Good, but he retired. Professor McCullough. I'm going to miss them all. I'm going to miss the students.
College is a great time.
Not always. There are some teachers I will not miss.
You're done?
I'm done.
I want to go
on. For a couple years, and then I may consider my master's.
I want to go on. I applied for Ferris State University for the fall of this year in a major in network and internet security. So, yeah.
So what do you teach?
Public health.
Oh, nice.
Epidemiology.
So that measles thing was a whole lot of fun for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, people are not getting immunized like they should.
Yeah.
And there's all kinds of nut jobs out there that think it's related to autism and all that stuff.
Yeah.
The data shows no.
Are we sure about that, though?
Well, to be positive about anything,
I mean,
mathematics is the only place where you can get positive answers.
Or negative ones.
We think it's not related.
I don't know, because I've been reading studies that show otherwise.
What study?
I don't remember now, but they're on my Facebook.
They've been discredited.
No, they haven't. I just shared one yesterday that, again, proved that the vaccine of measles is linked to autism. What I think is linked to autism as well as the vaccine is the SAD diet, standard American diet, which I got off of 2 years ago. I'll have a hamburger every once in a while, but...
I always tell my students, though, 20 years from now, this class is going to be totally different.
Yes.
And they're going to be saying, can you believe what we believed 20 years ago, or people believed 20 years ago?
I still believe that the standard American diet is not the healthiest in the world. And you can agree to disagree. there you go.
Now Diane.
Oh, whoops. I better.
No, we're not walking.
Darn!
No. You just said, like, way up there, you think they're moving.
Aw. It'll trickle back.
My father-in-law is a PE teacher for a middle school, so he gets to do.
Oh, wow.
Kind of what you're doing. Yeah. He's got his master's or whatever. And so, Mike Empey.
Are you related to Angie Empey? Andrea Empey? Darn!
30 years ago, I was a PE teacher.
Oh!
He was a PE here. He is a PE teacher.
That felt good. And that was right from the diaphragm.
Nice.
Yeah. And I probably hurt this poor girl's ear in front of me. I forgot to tell you, I have a very loud voice. Oh, now I hear the rhythm of pomp and circumstance. Here we go. I really don't want to do this. I hope we're not going to miss the national anthem.
What is going on here? What do I feel like wrong about?
I feel like there's a traffic jam.
Are we supposed to be up there? Okay, what is... Okay. The walk that way, isn't there like... Okay. I'm ready. Hold on one second.
Okay. No problem. Pomp and circumstance. Good lord, that's slow.
Made it. I don't know.
Only took 6 seconds.
Maybe it's on purpose.
Thank you.
tried that. I just had to wait and look for it.
There's just so many people waving. It's like,
I'm very skeptical. I'm really a bit of a President Lynn Jessup, it is my pleasure to welcome you to UNLV's 52nd commencement ceremony.
Wow.
Yes, welcome.
Wow, 52 years.
This is truly a great day in the history of our university and for our graduates.
What?
We're delighted you're here to join in the celebration. As we begin, I ask that you please join us in a respectful silence during the presentation of the colors by the UNLV Air Force and the Army ROTC Honor Guards, and then give tribute with their continued silence until they have completely left the arena. Please now rise for the color guard, and let's remain standing while UNLV soprano vocalist Hanging Koo, who graduates today with a doctorate in music and vocal performance, sings our national anthem, accompanied by the UNLV commencement chamber winds under the direction of conductor Dean Snavely. Okay, thank you. Please be seated. It is my honor to welcome you to one of the most momentous occasions of higher education, a day which represents the culmination of thousands of hours of inquiry, research, evaluation, a lot of hard work by the individuals before us. Today is a day of celebration, in which we honor these students and bestow their degrees upon them as members of the UNLV graduating class of 2015. This morning, the university community has gathered in this great arena to pay tribute to our graduates and those who have supported them in their journey. Many other universities confer their degrees to the graduating class as a group. However, we believe this significant accomplishment should be honored and celebrated by our long-standing tradition of announcing the name of each of the graduates as they walk across the stage. Please allow everyone the opportunity to experience the joy of this occasion and honor the graduates by staying for the entire ceremony. Graduates, this is indeed your day, and I salute your accomplishments. But I'd like to give you a chance to thank your family and friends for the support and encouragement they have given you. So let's have all our graduates please stand and give a wave and a shout out to all those people who have helped you reach this class. This morning, we are honored to have with us members of the Nevada System of Higher Education Board of Regents. As they are introduced and they rise, please hold your applause. Let's get to the entire group, and then we'll give them a round of applause. I'll call them off one by one. Board Chairman Kevin Page, Regent Andrea Anderson, Regent Cedric Greer, Regent Mark DeBrava, Regent Trevor Hayes, Regent Sam Lieberman, Regent Allison Stevens, Regent Michael Wixom, and then from the Nevada System of Higher Education offices, we're joined by Dr. Constance Brooks, the Vice Chancellor for Government and Community Affairs, and Dr. Marcia Turner, the Vice Chancellor for Health Sciences. Please join me in a round of applause for our regents and all our ancient officials. Thank you. I'd also like to ask the members of the President's Cabinet and our Dean's Council to please rise so that we may salute you for your leadership. Would you all please stand up? And also joining us on the platform are the Chair of the Faculty Senate, Dr. Rhonda Montgomery, and the Vice Chair and Chair-elect, Dr. John Filler. Many of the other platform party members will be recognized throughout the course of today's ceremony, and they're also listed in the front of your program. To the Board of Regents, members of the Nevada System of Higher Education, UNLV administration, deans, and distinguished guests, we extend a cordial welcome and thank you all for being here with us today. This morning, you'll have an opportunity to hear some of the amazing student accomplishments that they are recognized as well during the ceremony. Our graduates have been fortunate to study and learn from some of the best scholars in the country. We salute our outstanding faculty for helping our students reach the goals that have culminated in the milestone we're celebrating today. So graduates, please join me in honoring our world-class faculty with your applause. Let's thank the faculty. Woo! Woo! And now, Chairman Kevin Page will offer words of congratulations on behalf of the Nevada System of Higher Education Board of Regents. Kevin?
Good morning, President Jessup, esteemed faculty, honored family, friends, and most importantly, to the graduating class of 2015. Woo! Woo! On behalf of the Nevada System, Higher Education, and the Board of Regents, I would like to offer my most heartfelt congratulations for the outstanding achievement. Each and every one of you sitting here has worked incredibly hard to be where you are today. The journey of higher education has been a long one, and here you stand at the end of the journey. Papers written, exams passed, receiving your degree. Your time in college has taught you to be resilient and resourceful, to be flexible yet determined, to find value in traveling across disciplines, to seek new ideas and perspectives, and most of all, to work with each other, and in turn become forever part of this community of scholars. As you adapted and grown during your college years, You are now in the position to find the inspired path that will have the greatest impact on you, your community, and the world around you. As Theodore Roosevelt said, far and away the best prize that life has to offer is a chance to work hard at work worth doing. This is an important time for the state of Nevada. We face so many incredible challenges in so many different fields. Ladies and gentlemen of the class of 2015, you have the power to be a true force for good. Whether you go on to pursue a higher degree or go directly in the workforce, take the knowledge that you have gained and be the change you want to see. Be a captain of industry, be a healer, be an innovator, be a trendsetter, be an educator, be generous. Our state needs you to be the next generation of leaders to see us grow even more. Your story will be the baddest story. To quote Walt Whitman, the powerful play goes on, and you may contribute a verse. So on behalf of the Nevada System of Higher Education and the Board of Regents, I would once again like to congratulate you on completing your degree. And remember, today does not mean the end of your journey, but the beginning of an exciting new chapter for you and for Nevada. Go Rebels!
Go Rebels!
Okay. Well, thank you, Chairman Page. Each semester, we seek nominations from the campus community for students to be recognized as outstanding students from the graduating class. The accomplishments of the students selected illustrate the academic achievements and life successes of today's graduates. The two recipients of the Outstanding Student Awards are seated with us on the platform today, and I'd like to invite them to please come forward. Yes, yes. Kevin, Tama Dunbar, will you please join me at the podium? Kevin has come a long way since he was valedictorian of Green Valley High School in Henderson. Anyone else know that school?
Woo!
Scored in the top 3% of SAT test takers nationally. A biology major with a concentration in cellular and molecular biology, Kevin won a prestigious fellowship 2 summers ago through the National Science Foundation to work in a lab at a Chinese university. Kevin is on a team led by Professor Brian Hedlund exploring life at high temperatures and seemingly inhospitable geothermal hot springs. Kevin, who's also a student of UNLV's Honors College, has presented his research at UNLV and in China. And this summer, he'll share his work at the American Society for Microbiology annual meeting in New Orleans. In his spare time, Kevin is a volunteer at St. Rose Dominican Hospital, Siena campus, and at the Heart Center of Nevada. Kevin has excelled here at UNLV, achieving a GPA of 4.0 and scoring in the top 1% nationally on his medical college admission test.
Oh my God.
He's also the recipient of the prestigious Regents Scholars Award. In the coming weeks, Kevin will begin his first research rotation in the MD-PhD program at Washington University in St. Louis. Congratulations, Kevin. Our next honoree represents our advanced degree recipients, and I'd like to ask Stephanie, who's already here. Stephanie Weiss, to step forward. Stephanie, with a Doctor of Musical Arts degree in vocal performance, already has met with substantial professional success. A mezzo-soprano, Stephanie has performed with opera companies around the globe. A regular guest artist with the Deutsche Oper Berlin, she has also sung with the Berlin Philharmonic, the Frankfurt Opera, the Bern Opera, Opera Cologne, and the San Diego Opera, among others.
Wow.
An outstanding student, also with a GPA of 4.0, she was a Midwest regional finalist of the Metropolitan Opera National Council auditions and the winner of the American Berlin Opera Foundation competition. Stephanie has joined the faculty of the College of Fine Arts, while she will share her talents with the students as an assistant professor of voice.
Wow! That's cool!
amazing. At the end of each semester, nominations are reviewed to select students for the honor of delivering the commencement speeches for both the morning and the afternoon ceremony. The student selected to deliver the commencement for this morning is Jessica McCarry. Now, Jessica was born and raised here in Las Vegas. She's a first-generation college graduate and a first-generation Cuban-American as well. Jessica is graduating today with a bachelor's degree in political science and sociology. During her time at UNLV, Jessica has had the opportunity to work within a number of registered student organizations. She's been a McNair Scholar, a member of Phi Kappa Phi, co-chair of the Take Back the Night sexual assault mock trial, and she's been on the executive board of both Phi Alpha Delta Pre-Law and the Honors Student Council. She's remained on the Dean's Honors list since her first semester here. Jessica will be graduating today with bachelor's degrees in political science and sociology. Following graduation, Jessica will be a 2015 Teach for America Corps member and will begin teaching middle school math in the Las Vegas Valley this fall. Yeah, wonderful. Yeah. She plans to continue her studies by pursuing a master's degree in elementary education here at UNLV. Please join me in welcoming Jessica to the podium to deliver her address to the graduating class. Jessica?
You're on your own, and you know what you know. You're the one who'll decide where to go. Welcome, class of 2015, family, friends. Everyone here has endured the difficulties and triumphs of this challenging path of higher education, and for that, we all deserve a huge congratulations and a round of applause. Have made it. Yeah. Your fellow small believers worked tirelessly and made the best of friendships in this process. We are finally able to truly begin steering ourselves in whichever directions our hearts and minds aspire. Now, our graduation not only gives us brains in our head and feet in our shoes, but now we have a diploma in our pocket and knowledge in our brains. These two things help us continue on the path toward success. But we could not have these two things today if it were not for the incredible opportunities that UNLV has afforded us. UNLV has given us the opportunity to excel in a small Vegas city where everyone seems to know everyone. Being a born and raised Las Vegas, I can genuinely say that I'm honored to graduate from this institution and further humbled by the opportunity to stand before you all today. Telling people we graduated from UNLV, a university in Las Vegas, will forever be a bond that unites us all. The strange looks followed by the, did you live in a casino? While misconceptions of us Las Vegas run rampant, no one can be mistaken when it comes to the reputation of UNLV. Our university is one of the most diverse campuses in the nation, has a law school that recently climbed 16 spots in the national ranking.
Wow!
And is well on its way to becoming a top-tier university. These are only a few of the many accomplishments of our exceptional university. And graduating from an exceptional university is no easy task. We all have received support from someone during our time at UNLV, and I ask to make sure that we thank those individuals whose unwavering support helped us reach this milestone. I would like to thank my parents, friends, family, and boyfriend for their constant support. My parents' story depicts the courage of two immigrants hoping for a better future. They risked everything when they immigrated to Las Vegas from Cuba over 20 years ago. They did not know the language yet. That did not and has not stopped them. Regardless of the adversity they faced, my parents have taught me that the one thing that matters is education. El único trabajo que tú tienes es ir a la escuela y obtener buenas calificaciones, they would say. I am a first-generation Cuban-American, and I can finally say that I am a first-generation college graduate. To my little sister, thank you for being the beacon of life during my bleakest days. You have the brightest future ahead of college graduate. This is a monumental moment for us all, and we all deserve a huge round of applause. Our common thread is Vinobia love. Let us all strive for continuous success, as Dr. Seuss reminds us, as we decide where to go.